This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, are you planning to go freelance? We have a few personal finance issues you should consider first.
First, though, speaking of finance, we've been hearing a lot about food shortages and rising food prices recently, and riots everywhere from Egypt to Indonesia. The United Nations is meeting this week to try to figure out what to do. Joining me now is Steve Hamm. He's a senior writer for Business Week. He's also a former beef farmer, and he's been covering the world food crisis. Welcome to the program.
Good to be here.
Now, prices for things like meat, dairy, produce, sugar, they're up nearly 60% over this time a year ago, and the UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said today that this is an unprecedented challenge of global proportions. What is going on?
Well, typically in the past, when there are food crises, they're local and they're short-term. But this one is very different. It's global, and it's apparently going to be long-term. And it's caused by kind of a perfect storm of the global food chain. You've got more demand for food. You've got a long-term drought in the wheat belt of Australia. You've got food being turned into fuel, which takes it out of the food chain. And all these things mounting up amount to a kind of a persistent high cost for food. The number I've seen is in the last 36 months, 83% increase.
Oh, so even more than 60%.
Yeah.
Well, someone must be doing well, and it should be the farmers if crops are fetching higher prices. So why is that not translating into a rise in incomes for farmers worldwide?
Well, American farmers are doing well. American farmers have very good land. They have very good technologies, very good machinery, and they also have support from the U.S. government, which subsidizes them. Farmers in third world countries are not doing very well, and part of it is because these countries have not invested in agriculture over the past few years. Agriculture in advanced nations and in third world nations is very different. We're talking big agribusiness in the U.S. We're talking small farms in sub-Saharan Africa and South Asia. Very different kinds of techniques, methodologies, funding. So one is thriving and the other one is not doing so well.
And then you have fuel prices, which must also be impacting these poor farmers quite heavily.
Absolutely. They don't have a lot of machinery, but whatever machinery they have costs more to power. And the fertilizer, which is vital to them, costs more.
Now, you are a former beef farmer, right?
Yes. I was raised in my youth on a farm in Kansas, and then when I was a teenager, we had a part-time farm, and we raised beef in Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Is it a much different scenario now than it was when you were on the farm?
Well, when I was on the farm, it was very bad years for farming, and we essentially failed. So it's a dramatically different situation now, but it's also changed. I mean, you know, the American family farmer is really a part-time farmer. Most of the farming done in this country is done by large groups.
Mm-hmm. And corporations.
Yeah.
Now, what can the United Nations do to help out the small farmer you talked about in sub-Saharan Africa? Should they be subsidizing prices or
no,
should they be?
No, nothing like that. I mean, what they have to do is to do things that are sustainable. And that, you know, the most advanced thinking right now about that is that you have to help these farmers with almost an ecosystem that supports them, perhaps provide them with some free seeds. That's one thing that can be a subsidy. But also things like advice in soil science, advice in methods, help with technologies that are powerful yet inexpensive, like perhaps irrigation technologies that are really suited for those small farm situations. And lastly, help them get access to markets. And you know, this is being done with things as simple as cell phones and PDAs so that these small remote farmers can be in touch with the big markets and not have to rely on middlemen who can gouge them.
Well, in fact, a lot of people are saying that they are facing an unfair playing field globally, that because U.S. farmers are subsidized by this government and small farmers elsewhere are not, that they are competing unfairly with the big guys.
Well, it gets even worse than that. The U.S. Farm Bill has provisions that require countries that get food aid from the U.S. to use it to buy U.S. crops. So it gives them the cash. They desperately need it. They must accept it. But what it does is it destroys the economies of their countries, their agricultural economies. So when they give food aid to poor countries, it's used and it actually props up U.S. farming and destroys local farming.
That's Steve Hamm. He's a senior writer for Business Week, and he joined us from New York.